You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday that the country's military is fighting a relentless Russian artillery barrage to seize Severodonetsk, a key town in the east. In his video address, Mr. Zelensky says the enemy has destroyed the town's critical infrastructure and damaged 90% of buildings.
As a result of the Russian strikes on Severodonetsk, the entire critical infrastructure of the city has already been destroyed. 90% of houses have been damaged, and more than two-thirds of the city's housing has been destroyed entirely. There is no communication in the city, and there is constant shelling. Capturing Severodonetsk is a fundamental task for the occupying contingent, and they do not care how many lives they have to pay for this attempt.
Mr. Zelensky visited the country's second-largest city of Kharkiv on his first trip outside the Kyiv region since the start of the Russian invasion. He condemned the massive damage to the city from the relentless Russian bombardment. While praising Kharkiv regional officials for their work, Mr. Zelensky said that he fired the regional head of the country's top security agency, the SBU, for his poor performance.
I arrived, figured things out, and fired the head of the security service of Ukraine in the Kharkiv region because he did not work to defend the city from the first days of the full-scale war but thought only of himself personally. What were his motives? Police are investigating. One-third of the Kharkiv region is still under occupation. We will definitely vacate the whole territory, and everyone should work for this result in positions at both the local and state levels.
Two million residents used to live in the Kyiv region before the war, and it's believed half of them fled their homes amid the fighting. With their cities and town back in Ukrainian control, some of the displaced have now returned, but many have come back to find their homes heavily damaged or even destroyed. Olga Chernenko's home in the town of Irpin on the outskirts of Kyiv burned down. She gave a team of journalists a tour of the remains of the building where she lived almost all of her life. Ms. Chernenko says it was painful to see her home destroyed.
It's painful for me. I want to see my home again. I know it will be removed, but I spent here almost all my life since I was a three-year-old child. I don't know what I should do. I have only the hope that the government will help us.
With no other place to live, she has found a temporary shelter with friends, but she's at a loss for how to rebuild her home, hoping the government will help. Kyiv's governor, Oleksiy Kuleba, says there is not enough funding to repair enough private homes to house those without a roof over their heads.
Is 400 million hryvnias enough to let people return to their repaired houses? Evidently no. We see it now and understand it because there's too much destruction. We calculated that we need $20 million more for small repairing and $34 million to rebuild houses, but this calculation is not final.
About 26,000 houses were destroyed or damaged in the region as a result of heavy fighting in February and March, according to Mr. Kuleba. As the war in Ukraine rages, Serbia's president announced that he has secured an extremely favorable natural gas deal with Russia during a telephone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić has refused to publicly condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Serbia has not joined Western sanctions against Moscow. Serbia is almost entirely dependent on Russian gas, and its main energy companies are under Russian majority ownership. Mr. Vučić says the deal is favorable for Serbia.
To je bila svakako ubedljivo najbolja cena.
That was certainly by far the best price in the whole of Europe. What we agreed, President Vladimir Putin and I, is very good news for citizens of Serbia. We will sign a three-year contract and not a one-month contract as some anticipated. That is a first element of the contract that suits the Serbian side very well.
It is not clear how Serbia would receive the Russian gas if the EU decides to shut off the Russian supply that goes over its member countries. Russia has already cut off gas exports to EU members Finland, Poland, and Bulgaria. The bloc as a whole has been hurriedly reducing its reliance on Russian energy since the 24th of February invasion of Ukraine. Despite reports of the atrocities in Ukraine due to the invasion, Mr. Vučić and other Serbian leaders have been complaining of Western pressure to join sanctions against Russia. Serbian officials say the Balkan country must resist such pressure, even if it means abandoning the goal of joining the EU. Polls suggest a majority in the country would rather join some sort of a union with Moscow than the EU. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.